But, you know, if you're successful, you know, then you get to do it. And I hope some of you do tonight. Get to do it with a person that consented. Very important. At some point, yes should have been said. Okay. Same page. Let's read the rest of the chapter. You know, because if you might go home with a person, belly of hilarity can easily be turned to loins of virility. That's all I'm saying, you know. Go home with a person, hopefully, you know, lay them down on some sort of flat surface. A bed, if you got one. You know, and like, close your door, if you can afford it. I know it's a recession. Close the door or slide that thing that separates your spaces. And get some sort of knob over here or like a, you know, so you can put some mood music on, turn the lights down, and hit a button, just look them right in the eyes. Yeah, girl. Then you have sex. You beatbox first. You gotta get that out of the way. You gotta show her you know how to use your mouth. That song's called I Wanna Kiss Your Lips, all four. Yes, that was dirty. Come with me. But if you're gonna do it, you know, be safe, buy condoms and use condoms. You know, don't buy them and not use them. Condoms aren't a thing where it's only the thought that counts. We're just like, well, here they are. Why did you just throw those out of a window? My point was made. Let's do this, Hall & Oates, which is usually what I say. People are afraid to buy condoms for some reason. Like they get all intent, they go to the store and they're like, what am I, an irresponsible adult? And they can't just buy condoms. I think it's because maybe no one ever buys condoms at a normal hour, right? It's never like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And you're like, well, it's my lunch break. Should get myself 2 boxes of 12 condoms as I do every afternoon at 2. I now refer to this time as redefining lunch. You see, Cirque du Soleil is coming to town, and let's just say I'm gonna be the unicycle being ridden tonight. Yes. It's usually 2 a.m. and you're with the person. You're like, I will be right back. Please don't fall asleep. And then you run. Number one thing that people do when they buy condoms, they get a lot of random crap to go with the condoms as if to mask the purchase. Like the condoms are a surprise you could not have predicted. How did those get there? I did not place them in my receptacle and they must have willed themselves, I say, willed themselves into my receptacle. And who am I to deny the ribbed will of her pleasure? So I say unto you, sir, ring them up, yes. Tell me the quantities of paper and coin that I shall remit for this procurement. Pleasure bartering with you, sir. You're a rich girl and you're going too far. Or you start to get nervous because you're thinking that the guy behind the counter is looking at you and judging you like all of those things are going to be used for the same act. Like they all go together. He's gonna think I'm a pervert. He's gonna think all of this goes with this. He's gonna wonder when these diapers, this squirt gun, and this roadmap of Papua New Guinea. Put this Rubik's Cube back. And personally, that's why I like to buy condoms. I like to mess with the dude behind the counter, make sure he has a story with a bunch of holes that he has to fill himself. I just walk up to him like, how you doing, man? Yeah, let me get a box of extra large condoms. And also a box of extra small condoms. Yeah. Let me also get some tampons, some lighter fluid, some matches, and some celery. I am in for the night! I have lotion all over my hands. I'm like, up top, man! Man! Up top, man! Man! Up top! And he's like, don't touch me.
You don't have to pay. And everyone wins.